Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. In this video, we're going to take a look at remote website administration using IIS7's delegated administration functionality. Delegated administration will work either in a shared hosting environment or in a dedicated hosting environment. Now, if you had a dedicated server, that means that you have unrestricted, unshared administrative access to the Windows server that is being used to serve up your web applications. So that means you could use RDC, remote desktop connection, and just RDC into that box, enter the admin username and password, and perform administrative functionality on that box just as if you were sitting at the keyboard that was physically plugged into it. In a shared hosting environment, however, we don't want that to be the case. We don't want all of the users that have shared accounts on that Windows server to be able to log into the box physically as administrator and do whatever they want on that box, because they might make administrative changes that adversely affect the websites that I'm hosting on that box or that other users in the shared pool are hosting on that box. So in a dedicated server environment, it becomes a matter of convenience to use delegated authentication. On a shared hosting environment, it becomes a matter of not only convenience but security. So if you're not familiar with all of the power of IIS7 and using the IIS7 manager, I highly recommend that you go to learn.iis.net, which is the website that you're looking at. It's a great resource for learning all about the features and the functionality that are available in IIS7 and how to administer it through the IIS manager. What we have here is a Windows Server 2008 Enterprise box set up, configured to run IIS7. Let's go ahead and fire up the IIS manager. Take a look at the web sites that we're running right here. So this is, I've just freshly set up this box, and this is the IIS instance running on this Windows 2008 server. And you can see here that I have access to all kinds of information in my IIS instance. So I can do things like set database connection strings in the config files. I can specify security keys, trust levels. I can set up default handler mappings. So if I want to, you know, add additional functionality from third parties, what have you, I can do that. Set the default document. Whatever I want, I can manipulate the functionality of IIS7 here in the IIS manager. But what I want to do is configure this box for delegated administration, the ability to install the IIS Manager client on a Windows XP or a Windows Vista machine and use that machine to administer this IIS instance. So in order to do that, I'm going to go down here, I'm going to choose this item, Management Service, and I'm going to double click on it. Now, understand that you'd only do this yourself if you were setting up a server for a shared hosting environment or for you to use in a dedicated hosting environment, but you wanted to use delegated administration. Otherwise,